Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
I think Apple is supposed to announce the new iPhone today, iPhone 15.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know anything about it? Any rumors or anything? How it's going to be upgraded?
Okay.
They all feel the same. They all feel the same at this point. Like, I feel like the last 15 iPhones have just been like a slightly better camera and a prettier color. That's now get it in purple.
For another $400 or $500.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I haven't heard a lot of buzz about it.
No, one thing I saw on, I saw a meme, and apparently it weighs 1 gram less than the previous phone. And somebody's like, great, so we're paying more for less phone.
Right.
As a joke.
You guys aren't one of the people that have to have gadgets first, though.
No.
Yeah, me neither. All right, so her boss is making her life totally miserable. And she also knows that the boss is having sort of a relationship with a coworker, which is a no-no. And she wants our help to get leverage in this relationship with her boss if we can expose this inappropriate relationship.
She wants to be our knock?
She wants to be the knock. Here's the email. If you got something going on in your life, hit us up at theburtshow.com. Burtshow, desperately need your help. My relationship with my boss hasn't always been the best. That is a very mild way of describing it. It's basically been 2 years of constant criticisms that seem to have no end. He also has no problem making threats as if I should feel lucky to have the job. The worst is that someone or somehow every single extra project or task gets thrown on me. It doesn't matter if I've already worked well over 40 hours for the week. I really need this job, but my sanity cannot take this anymore. So I need your help. It seems that there might be more going on behind the scenes at the office than I was aware of until about a month ago. From what I've gathered, it appears that my boss is involved in a relationship with one of my coworkers, and both of them are currently married to other people. You busted. I see their spouses regularly, so I know that they aren't separated. So I need to find out some proof to confirm this relationship is happening. I need him to know that I know. I also need him to know that I am friends with his wife on Facebook. Maybe if he realizes the undeniable information that I would be holding on to, may treat me a little bit better. Will you help? From Lori.
When has blackmail ever worked to somebody's advantage?
Yeah, this is going to get you fired.
Don't you see it in movies all the time?
Yeah, in movies.
Yeah.
And I think we've asked our Burt Show fam about blackmail before, and the story's never ended well.
Let's see if we can do this again. Does this happen in real life, blackmail? You guys, 1-855-BURT-SHOW, because it always feels to me like this happens in movies and TV shows, but is blackmail a real thing? And if you want to go on the voice disguiser to tell us what they were blackmailing you for and how much and how it all ended up, 1-855-BURT-SHOW.
And I mean, I know your boss, you feel treated unfairly. You don't like your boss. You think they are unfair. That's one thing, to be meddling in not one but two people's marriages and then holding that over somebody. It seems like an imbalance here. The two don't... I feel like what you're doing is far worse than what your boss is doing to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It does make sense. I feel if you snitch or meddle or do anything to get involved in it, I think it will genuinely end up being worse for you in the end. However, I'm not fully mad at somehow where it seems like she's trying to say she just wants him to know that she knows and then not necessarily do anything with it.
Yeah, right.
But just have the situation, like, just maybe he would fall back just a little bit if he knows that she does have this information. I just don't know how you go about showing him that you have it without it becoming a thing.
Didn't we say this a couple of weeks ago, same situation? She just wanted the info, but she wasn't going to use it.
Yeah.
And then she got the info and she used it.
Yeah, no. So here's the thing. If she wants him to know, it's only for your own pride, and it's not going to end well for you because he knows who you are and he has authority over you. And you're a very easy fix. If you know this information, boom, you're fired, you're gone. And if you come out with any details and you spill to one of their spouses, you are just going to look like a bitter and resentful ex-employee. So I think if you genuinely care about this job and that's what your end game is here, then you got to keep this information to yourself and just sit on the pride of being a good person, of knowing that you have information that you could do something with, but you are making the better choice not to.
Now, that said, you're a grown-ass woman. If that's what you want us to do, then we will go ahead and do it. We're doing it with warning. And there is a second option here, though, guys. She could get another job.
That's my question.
Yeah.
If you are genuinely miserable in this job, yes. There's a lot of jobs out there. Just quit.
Find another miserable job. Right. All right. So we can test this guy tonight. We'll hit her up tomorrow, find out and see if she's really going to keep this info to herself and see what we can find tonight with To Catch a Cheater, War of the Roses.
The Burt Show.